This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hey everyone, welcome. This is an episode of A Few Minutes with God. This is episode 26, and it's all about your relationship with God. That's what we're going to talk about, a relationship with God. In this world, there are so many variables that can happen every day, every hour, every second. What is your relationship with God, and how do you make it work in your busy day with your crazy schedule? If you're anything like me, you have a schedule that you can't even look at the night before because you'll never go to sleep, right? We have so many things we need to do. So do you set time aside for God and put Him first, or is He an afterthought? In this episode, I'm going to explore how to deepen your relationship with God before a crisis happens. And you know, as I was thinking about this, I was thinking, oh my gosh, God has given us free will, and what an amazing God we serve. God, who created the universe, is just there waiting for us to deem that He's important enough for us to give Him time. And if you think about that, that's mind-blowing, right? It's like, you know, this creator of the universe gives us the ability to live our lives. He doesn't force Himself upon us. And He's just there waiting. And so many times we take advantage of that. You know, relationships take time. They take energy. They take focus. They take determination. Relationships with others are sometimes, they're heavy lifting. Because let's face it, humans are imperfect. So how can we have a relationship with God? And how does that work? How do you determine how much time to spend with God, or how much focus to put into that relationship? You know, a relationship with God takes time, and the amazing thing is that God is always there for us. God is omnipresent. He's always there. He's outside of time and space. And I think that is so why I love the scripture, John 1, 1 through 3, and I'm going to read it to you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. It is one of those mind-blowing scriptures that tells us that God, with God there is no time, and the Word of God is Jesus, and He came into being by the Holy Spirit. Luke 35, in response to Mary saying that she was a virgin, states, "The angel replied, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called Son of God.'" We want a relationship with God, who was there at the beginning of creation, who created the world, who is present to us, the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That seems so out of our realm, doesn't it? It's like, wow, God really wants to spend time with me? How can mere mortals have a relationship with God? And that's why it's so difficult to describe God with merely human words. And I think that's why we always end up, you know, faith is not a feeling, it's a decision. I am going to follow God, and I am going to have faith. But it's also a grace that God gives us. He calls us. He's always near us. He's waiting for us to listen, to seek, to learn. We can do this in so many ways, through the Bible or through some of the ways I've explained in previous podcasts. And again, you can find the show notes for this podcast on A Few Minutes with God podcast.com, episode 26. We must be open to His call. If we are in sin or if we are away from God in some way, we must repent and be open to forgiveness, allowing the Lord to work in our lives. God is present in all things, but especially when we call upon His name, when we adore Him in prayer, when we are at church, when we pray and ask for His grace to get through the day, when we ask for forgiveness or tell Him we are sorry and repent. And read Psalm 46:1. It's stated so beautifully there. Our relationship is built upon many things. It's built upon spending time with the person. It's based upon love, trust, honesty, respect, openness, and similar focus. These things can be applied to your relationship with God. He's always there for us, but are we there for Him? He loves us unconditionally. Can we say that we love Him? How about when things go wrong? He is trustworthy. Are we equally trustworthy to Him? He is honest. We can count on Him. Can we be honest with Him, and can He count on us? God is open with us. We know where He stands, what He offers us. He doesn't push or force Himself upon us. We are the ones who put up blocks in our relationship with Him. Are we open to God, and does He know where we stand? Do we have a similar focus? God wants our salvation. He wants us to be with Him in heaven for all time. Is that our focus? Do we want the same thing? Ask these things of the Lord. Ask Him to help you to have the time, to give you the love, the trust, the honesty, the respect and openness to share your heart and a similar focus on heaven. And He will provide for you. A relationship with others takes so much work, but with God, it's surprisingly easy because God's love is unconditional. And let's face it, so many times in human relationships, it's conditional. You know, what's in it for me? What am I going to get out of this relationship? Or we get angry with the other person when they're not fulfilling their part of the bargain, you know, and a lot of it could be unspoken. Sometimes we get upset with friends and they don't even know why we're upset, or has someone been upset with you and you have no idea what you did? Because I think a lot of times we put these expectations on other people that really are not necessary and are not important. I invite you to deepen your relationship with God, and I really want you to focus on that for this week. Focus on your relationship with the Lord. Spend time with the Lord. And if you ever have any problems, just cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, give me time to spend with You. Allow me to spend time with You today. I want to pray for you. Dear Lord, I ask You to bless all the listeners who are here today and invite them into a deeper relationship with You, Lord. Help to increase their time each day. Allow them to get more stuff done so that they'll have time to spend with You. Or Lord, I pray that they spend the first waking minute with You, Lord, even as they're laying in bed, Lord, that they are spending time with You. And I ask, Lord, that You give them the love that surpasses all understanding. Bless them to overflowing, Lord. Give them trust and honesty. Give them respect and openness to share their hearts with You, Lord. Give them a focus on heaven, a laser-sharp focus on You, Lord. And grant us Your will, Lord. I pray for a relationship with You. I pray this for each person listening today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com, episode 26. And like our podcast, I know there's been a lot of updates in iTunes recently. So if you go to where the album is and scroll to the bottom, there's a place there with a star rating, and we'd really appreciate it if you give us that star rating. Thank you. God bless. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com. And your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.